From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Thailand will soon have its first woman prime minister. Yingluck Shinawat addressed her supporters after her party won in a landslide. Her brother Thaksin was prime minister until he was deposed in a military coup in 2006. The Swiss government confirms it has frozen the bank accounts of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad and 22 other members of his government. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports the Swiss have blocked nearly $32 million.
Swiss authorities put Syria's president on notice in May that they were planning to freeze his assets and those of other officials. At that time, it ordered banks to make a search and report all the money located. Now the government has taken the step to prevent Syrian President Assad and 22 other officials from accessing these accounts. The freeze is part of other financial sanctions Switzerland imposed on the Syrian regime in May. The sanctions also include a travel ban on the Syrian president, who is forbidden to stay in the Alpine country. In May, Washington imposed similar sanctions against Assad and several Syrian officials. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Environmental workers are trying to determine the extent of the damage done to the Yellowstone River in Montana after a crude oil pipeline under the riverbed sprang a leak. ExxonMobil pipeline president Gary Pressing told reporters on a conference call, the company doesn't know yet what happened.
This is a very unusual event. Obviously, we have a large amount of oil enter the water very quickly. Whatever it is, it's something that is very unusual for us, something that we do not have our hands around yet, but the investigating team certainly will work hard to determine that.
Officials estimate the spill at 42,000 gallons. This 4th of July weekend finds communities along the Gulf Coast in much better shape than last year. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports business is back a year after the worst oil spill in U.S. history.
Beaches are busy again, and in most places, the only evidence of last year's BP oil spill are tiny tar balls that wash ashore from the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder returned to the Alabama Gulf Coast for the first time in a year.
I'm looking at a place that's really kind of fundamentally different. It is in the process of recovery, and I think that's very heartening. But I have to say, I am concerned about the way in which the claims process is being handled.
Holder wants quicker payouts and better transparency from the $20 billion fund set up to compensate oil spill victims. Administrator Kenneth Feinberg has paid out more than $4.5 billion to 195,000 people. More than 500,000 claims were filed. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Residents of Los Alamos, New Mexico are beginning to return to their homes. Authorities lifted an evacuation imposed because of the largest wildfire in state history. This is NPR News. Minnesota's state government shutdown is now in its third day. State parks are closed this holiday weekend, and most state offices will remain closed on Tuesday. But Minnesota Public Radio's Matt Sepik reports the Minnesota Zoo got a last-minute reprieve.
When the shutdown began, the courts ruled essential services, including prisons and the state police, must continue operating. Now a judge is hearing from nonprofits and other groups that rely on state money. This weekend, Judge Kathleen Guerin let the Minnesota Zoo reopen since it raises most of its own cash and the state money it does get has already been appropriated. But she also ruled that two horse racing tracks may not reopen. Democratic Governor Mark Dayton wants to raise taxes on top earners to help close a $5 billion budget gap, but Republican lawmakers detest that idea. There was no agreement by Friday's deadline, and the state constitution prohibits spending public money without a budget. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
A heat wave has hit parts of the U.S. with temperatures in the triple digits in some places. It was 118 degrees in Phoenix yesterday, breaking a 10-year record. But in some areas, people are enjoying the snow. Ski resorts are open for business thanks to snow left over from late-season storms in the Sierra Nevada. Because of warm air coming in from the east, people are hitting the slopes in shorts and tank tops. Representatives from 35 countries are gathering in Berlin to discuss climate change. The two-day meeting, which began today, is designed to lay the groundwork for a formal international climate conference, one scheduled to take place in Durban, South Africa, in November. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News, in Washington.